Hi, everybody. This is the Creation Lightship radio show, and today is Saturday, October 30th, 2016. And as usual, we clear the date, because the date can cord you to any year of the past at the same date. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there probably around 20 minutes to before the hour. So here we go. Let's clear the date for everybody. I'll count to 20. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So today's the 29th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And doing it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. So we clear today and tomorrow. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. We're going to bring peace into your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And a little more energy for people out there who may need it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll release from you maybe energetic cordings, possibly you could have something with mental or emotional problems going on. So this is like a program, and also maybe one timeline, and the program connects to the timeline, because when you do have a program, you have to have a timeline to reinforce it. So here we go. Let's release that. Think of your one situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we'll bring our co-host on. Ann, are you out there tonight?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. You've been listening to Ron Ametron. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. As Ron said, it is October 29th, 2016. I was the perpetrator of the incorrect date. I apologize. Ron, we have quite a few things in our inbox to share with you tonight and questions. And, of course, as you said, it's Saturday Night Live on Lightship, my favorite show of the week. And I thought I'd start by reading some testimonials that people have about being at your expo. We would still love to hear from people if they would like to write in about their experiences at the expo, going into the light chamber, or the effects of having your picture in the light chamber, because I know quite a few people sent their picture in, right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. And then also the free healing monitors taking away situations as you think of them.
Right, right. Okay. So here we go. Healing from Ron and spending time in the light infusion chamber was fantastic. I arrived at the expo with pain in my body, and at the end of the expo, I felt great and was more centered. It was amazing seeing Ron in person. Everyone should attend the expo. It was the best mini trip I ever took. Thank you for everything.
That's great. Thank you.
And another one. I went into the light chamber several times during the recent expo. Each time I could feel more and more layers of past energies coming off. It was great. Now that some time passed, the realization of just how much came off is hitting me. Past frustrations, judgments, and emotional scarring have been lifted. Now I can move on easily with my life the way I want to live it. Look forward to the next expo where the light chamber will be set up. Thanks again.
Yeah, the next one will be in Los Angeles, and I believe that's maybe the last week in February, I think.
Right, and you'll also be back in New York for the East Coast people in End of April in New York, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I attended your workshop on Saturday and wanted to tell you it really opened my eyes to possibilities and healings that I had not imagined existed. I felt so many tingles in my arms and hands when you ask for people to be volunteers to be decloned. It was hard to put into words what I was thinking and feeling when you asked us to check our body. I was actually thinking I should be scared at being cloned out every 10 minutes, but all I felt was such a calm and peace in that room during the workshop that I stayed to hear you and hear all of it. I'm going to pursue more healings from your website. I knew I was in the right place at the right time. And, and glad to know of you and your healings.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, very nice.
And also, San Mateo is the end of, what month is that? March, I think.
Right, so February, March, April. Very busy.
Yes.
Busy months.
Yep, L.A., New York, San Francisco, San Mateo. Yes.
Right. Okay. So you've been asking people, Ron, to pay attention to the sky because things are happening up there with the aliens. And you've mentioned notice the clouds and the sun if it looks different. So we did get an email from one of our listeners. And he writes, he's actually lives in England, and he said, the clouds today. I am on business in the Middle East currently, and here the sky was bizarre at sunset. Very gaudy, garish pink color. It was as if the sky had been spray-painted by some maniacal Warhol-like modern artist with a spray gun. Lots of strange forms, spirals, weird elongated angel-like forms, broken wave patterns, wispy long broken clouds with flat bottoms with holes in them, very thin. They had the look of disintegrated ships. The feeling has not been good today, but it rarely is in Saudi Arabia. I escape to near Bahrain as often as I can. I'm about to do the alien poison removal clearing.
Yeah, very good. Very good, yeah.
That's pretty wild sounding sky.
Yeah, I was doing a lot over there in the Middle East. I can't say what location, but it's a place visited by probably billions of people. So that energy should be hopefully neutralized now, giving out mind control to people. So back to you.
Well, good. And I don't know how long our listener will be there, but, you know, maybe he can report if he notices any sort of relief over there.
I think I hit that, I don't know if it was last night or the night before. Maybe the night before last, yeah. That'd be, today's Saturday, so Friday, maybe Thursday night possibly. And the sky does look that way, yes. Uh-huh. Now the holograms are getting hard to be made now.
So, in other words, the aliens are not paying as close attention. Is that what's happening? They're kind of being lazy with putting the hologram together, and we're going to see more holes in it?
Well, they're losing their territory on the movie sets. That's the easiest way of putting it. So the movie set producers and directors are no longer probably around, or the holograms aren't holding, yeah.
Right. You know, I don't think I've until fairly recently realized that not only is it sort of humans with the aliens attacking us, but that they're fighting with each other all the time. And there are so many agendas that each of the different races have that we really have quite a mess of puzzle to clear out of us or off of us.
Yep, that's correct. That's when I was working in Antarctica again. I don't know what time it was. So I'll say between 2 and 4 in the morning or something. And so I was working with the groups down there, getting them extricated. So that's going into whatever they call it, hollow earth, center earth or something. So there's a lot of, things happening there. So I'll kind of switch it over a little bit here. So I thought I'd give an example on a healing or healings that might be a little more difficult sometimes for you to overcome. And you don't know why, because it looks like a simple, you know, problem. So I'll just give you this little scenario here. So let's say that you live in your town and haven't moved out of your town, but and you're going to kindergarten through maybe high school. And, you're walking to school every day, and you always pass by this house, and the house is fenced, but somehow the owner has these really maybe aggressive dogs. I don't know, some dogs, when you see them, they come running at you, to the fence and bark and show their teeth, and, it can kind of scare you at times. So let's just say you had that for, let's just say 10 years, okay? And you're going to school maybe 250 days a year, so that would equal 500 days a year times 10. So that's basically 5,000 times in your adolescence, we'll say growing up, having these dogs scare you. So now, because you're dealing with the situation of being afraid of dogs because of those situations, all of a sudden, you're having this in your psychic billboard, and your body definitely wants to heal you because, it knows that it can harm you a lot. So in your psychic billboard, it says, I want to get rid of this fear, so, I'm afraid of dogs, so please have a dog bite me. This is sort of what happened. So your soul family set you up this way. So all of a sudden you get a dog bite. You're terrified now because the dog finally bit you that you saw for 5,000 times in your lifetime. And now you want to have a healing. And so you go, maybe you had a dog bite, say, a couple weeks ago, and you've been on the light ship, maybe on a couple calls, maybe. And you go, man, this thing isn't working. Why isn't it working for me? It feels a little better, but, man, it's not going away. It's still infected or something. So you can listen to that archive that we have on the website of what you may, choose to do. But basically what I'm saying is that you probably have yourself on maybe one timeline, for 5,000 times, maybe more by the aliens, but we'll just say you just have one, which means that you're now on 5,000 timelines suffering from being afraid of dogs. So all of a sudden, you may be listening to this and you go, wow, no wonder why I can't heal. I had this thing disappear for my whole lifetime, whatever that would be. So that person who would probably have this, I'd say, well, you want to do, 5,000 timeline crashes. Get rid of those scenarios of each time, those dogs scared you. And now you got bit. So that's one way to look at why sometimes something is very simple, and you go, man, it's not getting fixed. What's going on here? And then you also have the mental programming. So we don't really talk about the mental stuff that much. More recently we have, but the mental is just as important as the emotional. So remember, whatever you have in the emotional arena is probably also in your mental body. And that's also buried just as deep as the emotions. But we normally focus on the emotional body because people normally live in emotions here. But the mental is just as important, so you want to do mental clearings too. So anything you want to add to that, Ann?
No, but I do remember a long time ago, Ron, you saying that often a man, especially, that men tend to be more mental first, sort of before they're emotional, that for some men, it might be even more important to do the mental body clearing than the emotional.
Yeah, that could also be correct. What I find is maybe 90% of the people are emotional and maybe 10% are mental. So, you may want to, just consider that. But mental body is where your thoughts are and how you're storing them and how those stored thoughts go into your cellular memory. So, your RNA and your DNA, they're both very important. The RNA, I believe, is what gets programmed instantly, and the actual DNA is the history of your past. But they're both very important. But the mental body clearings are typically just as important as the emotional. So back to you.
Right, yes, thank you, Ron. And the listener who asked some questions last night about clearings did write in, I guess, show last night just to wanted to ask us exactly what clearings they could do to help with the mental aspect of this disease that they're trying to, you know, help heal. And I know one that you mentioned, of course, the mental body would be good, but also you definitely mentioned the natal barcode to put the disease in there, and any of the buzzwords, I guess, or keywords around the disease that you may have heard, you know, from the doctor or read about, anything that might be a trigger or connected to it. That natal barcode is so powerful.
Yes, that's what the aliens put on you when you were born. That's like your astrological chart. So that would be your natal barcode. The other thing could very possibly be, since you're reading information about an illness, you may want to do the media clearing. And maybe the mind loop one, okay? Because remember, if you have something, it's going to be on your plate. You're going to go to sleep at night, and hopefully you're not dreaming about it. And then when you wake up, you realize that the condition that you had yesterday is still with you, or, you know, with that person. So that could be like the mind loop clearing. Oh, no, I got it again here. Here it is. You know, of course I'm not fixed. You know, I have this, you know. So you want to get out of that mental mind loop clearing. So that the mind loop one is what I'd suggest doing. You also want to, you know, by all means get off of timelines. And maybe if you could figure out what status you have this, okay, and you're listening. If you could figure out where and when you heard about this illness, you know, I think one of our presidents had that. And so, you know, that was kind of widely dispersed that this person had this. I think it was Reagan. So, you know, Alzheimer's. There's probably Halfheimer's, too, and maybe Quarterheimer's, you know, but all one is the main one, you know. And so you just need to find out where you got the information initially, which could have started a program in you or timelines to have that. There's also physical things that can cause that too. But, you know, basically we're looking at energetics here and how your mind can bring upon you a condition or situation that you may not have even thought that you've had. So, you know, the timelines are what you want to get off of also. How many is you can do, I really don't know. It depends how ingrained this stuff is in the person or yourself, how much fear you have. I would say if you're diagnosed with something, right away it's going to hit your fear buttons right off the bat, because the fear is, am I going to be able to do what I used to do, you know, a month ago? Maybe not. Could I die of this situation? Possibly. Will we become dysfunctional? Yes. Maybe. And so right away, your fear buttons are pushed. And you may also want to, you know, definitely do the whole lifetime fear clearing. And then from there, you may want to get that soul family disconnect. That's on the website, too, to get this your soul family disconnected from you, because maybe you were the volunteer to have this illness. And, you know, because you're kind of used to it or know about it, maybe you did a lot of research on it. And so you know about it. Everybody else in your soul family is afraid to have it. So you raise your hand and said, yeah, I guess it's no problem at all. You know, we'll all learn by it. So that's sort of how I look at it. As far as what clearing to do, you know, the body jump start would be a great one if you have that. I think that's a two-month-long clearing, I think. And that one is designed mainly for people who have condition that they want to, you know, do a lot of work with. That's a very, very good clearing. Let's say the body jumpstart, the natal, maybe soul family, and probably to start off with, I would do the fear. And if you know about your ancestors having the same situation going on, then maybe just do one of the first seven generational clearings that go back to about 1800 and get that off of you. And whatever clearings you have for yourself, we'll say, you can always, you know, put maybe that on, you know, after your name. So you want to clear maybe the emotions of, say, having a sore toe. because, you know, that will kind of pinpoint it more for that. So any other ideas, Dan?
Well, I want to just say the body jumpstart clearing is actually $200 for 3 months, Ron. You said 2 months. And I also, a listener sent in a question, and I'll be emailing them back to answer the specific needs that they have. But I do want to just be sure people understand that when Ron created this healing, it came out in somewhere on here is the date of 2012, but it's still good. You can still use that healing. I think there are a few healings, like the nano release and one other I can't recall right now, that do say dates on them, but Ron has let all of those continue. There is no blockage. If there's something on the website, you can purchase it and use it as a healing. So I'm sorry if that's been a misunderstanding for anybody. So, and I think
2000-year nano something or other.
Yes, that says something about 2012 on it, and the body jumpstart. And I feel like there's one other, but I can't recall. Maybe a listener knows. But if you see that, there is nothing. There's no reason to not buy something. Like Ron, you know, let them all go past those dates. So I'll just say that in the body jumpstart special, you get the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and that clears all 108 bodies, the infection body clearing, the mind of the body, which Ron always says that's your healer, so your body has its own mind, and that's important, the blood and circulatory system, and the body system rejuvenation. And 1, 2, 3 of those five healings that you get can be then purchased to be unlimited for you for an additional $50 each. The only one that can't, unfortunately, is the body system rejuvenation. But really, you know, if you have something going on, you know, to just for a quarter of the year for $200, you're really going till you were better if you needed that. So they're all great. And let me think if I had anything else to say. Well, I just think if you sit down maybe with a piece of paper, even write what your issue is or your disease or your whatever condition, and just every healing that you can do, the free ones, any that you've purchased, just put them all on that one issue until you feel some relief. And, of course, the timeline crashes. And, Ron, just to remind everybody, Ron has recently put out an unlimited timeline crash. And please, when you purchase that, if you have any questions at all, you're free to write in to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and if you need any help with how to run that. We've talked about it a lot on the shows, but I think it's hard for people to remember it all, Ron, when we're just talking. So you can send an email if you need to.
Yeah, and the unlimited version is what you purchase after you do the whole lifetime. So at times I'll run into people at the expos that maybe did their emotional clearing 10 years ago, and they didn't really follow up with the unlimited version. And then they go, yeah, Ron, I got this emotional stuff going on, and I did the emotional clearings. And I'll ask them, well, when did you do it? Well, I did it 10 years ago, you know. It's a great clearing. Well, they haven't cleared themselves for 10 years after that. Remember, the clearing stops. When it counts down and you go to zero, you know, it's done. But then from that moment forward, your current age is now collecting more stuff, okay, as you go through your life. So you want to stay current. So then people go, oh, man, you know, I got to spend another $250 to do that. I go, no, just get on the unlimited for $50 and stay current with it. You know, put years in maybe one at a time or whatever you want to do there. If you have a rough year, you may want to just maybe pinpoint that and just clear that time out with your situation, but it allows you to stay current, and it's really good to have the unlimited if you don't have it, because, you know, things start filling up your trash can for that particular energetic body, you know, so you want to keep it cleaned out. So what happens after you do the emotional clearing, you may feel a little distant toward people. You might feel like you don't belong here. You know, if you live in your feeling body a lot, and you do the emotional body, you're going to feel like you're disconnected from everybody, and that may be kind of disturbing because you still want to clear it in your feeling body if that's where you're living. But what it does, it cleans you out and gets rid of your stuff, and now you need to choose what you want to do next because you're freed up. All those shackles and stuff of the emotions are off of you. So you could feel, you know, very different, very strange, because the programs are disconnected from you and you're free. And, you know, how far do you want to move yourself or do something? You know, it could be scary out there if you're used to being, you know, caged up all the time, which is what you would have been. So, yeah, it's up to you to recreate your life. And you already have the past history of what to do, what not to do. And mainly it's probably what not to do. Because that got you into your own predicament. And then so you don't do that ever again, and you just move on in a positive way of maybe believing in something. It may not be the right way to say it, because you want to be in peace, but you do want to program, because your spirit's here to do things. So you need to set out for yourself a path that you want to live. And maybe, you know, like I said before, in the past, you belong to maybe some an AA group or something, or NA, and, you know, all these people are contaminating you, and you drop out, and everybody says, why aren't you coming to this meeting anymore, you know? And you go, well, I got the 13th step, I'm healed, and I did this clearing, and I feel great. You should do it yourself. Otherwise, you're stuck in that program over and over and over again, and that's how people connect with you, cord you, and then you're on their timeline. So I mentioned that on the show, let you know, last night, which was the Friday show on October 28th, 2016. But that's why you do the unlimited, to stay current. And then that's really a good benefit for you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Okay. So much wonderful information. And I hope that, well, if the person who wrote to us last night is not listening for some reason, I'm sure that they will be listening to the archive, and and if anyone has anything they'd like to add about how they've worked with issues or diseases themselves, we would always love that information. It helps everybody. So you can write to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page.
I'll go to the light ship in about 10 minutes here.
Okay. Shall I keep going with some questions, Ron?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What can you tell me about when I sleep too long? I felt groggy all day, and I just couldn't wake up after a number of near sleepless nights over the past week. Can the spirit be too much in the body? If one oversleeps, why does it feel so uncomfortable?
It's probably because your body's going through a healing, and or, you know, we had a lot of battles last week here. So maybe your body is, in a sense, overdosed, maybe infected with alien shipment, alien body parts, et cetera, that was floating around here. So you may want to do maybe get some skin misting water, possibly, or to get on one of the calls, we do skin misting waters. Go on the call tomorrow, we'll be pulling the stuff off of you. I'll probably concentrate on, you know, the alien debris that's fallen down here that could still be with you. I don't think there's much stuff on the planet, but you still could be dealing with that as an issue. What I'll do, since we haven't really did a healing yet, people like having pins released from them. So let's take out some pins, maybe out of your knees. So you might want to move your knees, just kind of, you know, get used to how they feel, because
This will be a new experience for you in 5 minutes, more than likely. So I'm going to work with the knees, pulling out energetic pins. And how they get into you, et cetera, I don't know. So here we go. Get them out of both knees right now. These are coming out of the front side of you. And you might feel your knees popping maybe or feeling different. Maybe they have a little more movement, maybe a little bit lighter. So pulling those out now. There we go. And there, that feels pretty good to me. Out of the sides now. There we go. For the outside of your body, pulling out pins that way. And on the inside, where your knees would be like touching each other if you put your legs together. I'm pulling pins out of that area. There we go. So you may want to just get up if you want and walk a little bit. A little bit maybe is like 10 steps forward, 10 back, we'll say. 20 steps total. That way you can see if your knees realign themselves, readjust or something like that. So that's very beneficial whenever you do healings to walk around. And when you do your whole lifetime, you know, pause it every, you know, 10 years typically. So maybe you have to go through 15 years at first to hit the even number. And we'll just say that you're 75, so you finally go down to the age of 60, and then maybe stop and walk around. Maybe pause your, you know, pause it at the age of 60, then walk around. And maybe 5 minutes or so, get a drink of water, then come back to the computer and hit start, and then it'll go from 60 to 50 and pause it at 50 or 51, whatever works for you, okay? And then walk around again. So I'm still taking out some pins. There we go. Those are out. Let's work with ankles. And here we go. Okay. We also do, I'll be doing a pin call probably coming up, maybe next month, I think, or in December. And we'll probably do the shackle one also. So I don't know what the dates are at all, but those two people tend to like to do, I think. We had one other call, didn't we? A special call, Angie, what that other one was? I can't recall it right now as I'm pulling
it. Ron, it's the wonderful physical clearing that you call the organ restoration.
And okay, yeah, uh-huh.
Four, I believe the last one was in June, and we talked about doing it again in December.
Yeah, then we'll be doing that one in December, yes, uh-huh.
And also you were kind of deciding between shackles, another shackles call or another pins call, and it seemed like the voting went more towards pin removal.
Okay.
And then I don't know if you're going to be able to do three. You also were talking one night with Michelle, I believe, about removing the physical effects of curses, hexes, and spells on us.
Oh, okay, yeah. That'd be a new clearing, yeah, okay.
So maybe we can do one in November and two in December?
Yeah, we could do that. And
we'll be announced on the radio shows, and, you know, someone wrote recently they were upset that, you know, they sometimes can't listen to the shows. And again, it's fine. Just send an email to CLS Questions, and we'll be happy to let you know what's going on if you've missed anything. And also, everyone should sign up for Ron's emails, because any calls that are set up in advance, there will be an email sent out, and you can sign up on Ron's website, creationlightship.com.
Yep, we only set out a couple a month, I think, maybe three max, so we don't inundate you with a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Just talking about our heat that we're doing, so.
Right, and you do want to know when these special calls are coming up.
So what I'm going to do is take shackles right now off of your ankles. So here we go. And we'll do both feet at one time here. So these are actual, maybe ones that were physical in your body genetics a long time ago. Typically, you'd be a slave or in prison, and they would put some shackle, some type of thing around your ankle, maybe hooked to a chain, so you're, you know, between your, you know, left leg and right leg, so you can't run. Sometimes they put the chain there up to your waist, and then they put one from, you know, around your body at the waist, another chain or something. Then they also can put one around your neck. And some people actually have helmets on. So there we go. I'm just getting the one off of your feet now. There we go. That may help you walk a little better. And if you have anything attached to your head or face, I'll take that off right now. What I will be doing, probably in January, I'll be doing what I call getting your spirit out of the box. I got to figure out what prerequisites are needed for you to join in on that special conference call. So it's taken me maybe a couple of years to figure this one out, but have enough energy to do this for people. Normally, if I do one-on-one, I've only did maybe a half a dozen of these at the most. It's pretty exhausting. So what this is the dark side has, in a sense, stolen your spirit or different parts of your spirit. It's sort of hard to talk about, but it's put inside of some type of box buried into the earth. And I release that, and you start feeling better. So it's just a very, very unique clearing. So it'll be called probably the spirit in the box clearing. But you're going to have to, you know, have a few prerequisites, maybe a half a dozen, which will be the whole lifetime clearings to help yourself out so we can free you. Remember, you may wonder why you need to have prerequisites for different types of events that I have, and that's because you need to have your body cleaned out so your spirit can come back into you. If you're not cleaned out and I did this for you, your spirit wouldn't have anywhere to go. You surely don't want your spirit capture taken away some other place. That's why you need to have clearings done. Well, back to you, Ann.
Yes, Ron, and what we'll try to do is get going on that list, even if we haven't chosen the date yet, so that people can work towards that if they'd like. You know, that would be really good. So we'll try to get the list together and announce that as soon as possible.
And, yeah, I would think it'd be, you know, at least the two F clearings, the fear and the feeling body, the mental emotional. So that's four of them. And I'll see what other two may be needed, or maybe three. But, you know, this is where everybody lives in these bodies, so you need to get them released to have room for the real you to come in. So just taking off that, say, mask or some type of apparatus that was probably around your neck, or maybe they attached a bolt through your jaw or something like that. So it's coming off right now. They are just getting released. There. Okay.
Ron, I just want to make an announcement quickly. I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, it's Saturday night on the Lightship, so please send in your requests for rooms, any rooms you'd like to visit tonight, to clsquestions@yahoo.com or the fast chat link, and I will get those. And also remember to request your healing out loud or write it down. And that's all. Sorry, Ron, go ahead.
Yep, and you can even put your, if you have a picture of yourself, put that in front of your computer, your monitor screen or whatever. Or if you have like an owie, you know, maybe you stun your elbow or something, and you can get a picture of that. Maybe you can take a picture and have it on your cell phone. I don't know. I don't know if they go off, but, you know, that's just an idea for you. Those are the way to keep the picture up on your cell phone. I have no clue with them, you know. So let me go to the Lightship now. And next week will be our birthday party for people born in November. So that's always really cool, going to the food court. So if you have a birthday next month, a week from today, which is the first Saturday in November, we'll go to the Light Chamber birthday party. So here we go, everybody. You're listening to an archive. This clearing will not work for you, but you will feel peace energy. If you're listening live, you're going to go there. You're bi-located, out of time. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you may even have, for instance, maybe you have a, maybe you just got a little bird that fell out of the nest or something, or has a little situation, a wild bird, and you're kind of nursing it back. You know, put that in front of your computer monitor screen. So here we go. And I'm going to go up to the light ship. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And what we just did is, in the Bible, Jesus says something like, you have to go through me to go to the Father. So if you replace the word Father with light ship, this is exactly what we just got through doing. So now you're on the light ship, and the light beings will show up as light forms that you're used to, not so you're not scared, and they'll work with you. So you want to request your healing in each room that you're in. And remember, they work with you maybe one time. We go to another room, so if you want to stay in that room, maybe we go to the dolphins. In fact, we'll go there right now. We'll go to the dolphin room. So you can put your hand out in front of you and kind of feel the dolphin. They'll actually let you touch their skin. You may have your hair on your arm stand up as you move in your hands, you know, palms facing forward. You might actually feel their skin texture. And if you want them to keep working with you, you may want to specify that. And maybe every half a minute we'll say, just say what you want to have healed. Remember, once you do one request, they do one healing. So you may want to even see it more than every half a minute. And then you're being beamed back and forth here and coming to the light ship again. So you're bi-located many, many times. So here we go. Let's go to the hot tub room. And this is where they have, we're going to go into copper gel. Wow, that's different. Normally it's the golden gel. This is copper. So let's be copper energy in the hot tub room. And you're going into it, just kind of like diving in. It's a really big hot tub. This sounds like a pool. And have all this copper energy on you. Let's go into another room. And you're still in these same rooms, even though I leave them. Going into another room, and this is where they have the special oxygen. And you're breathing that right now. Next room looks like a crystal room. Could be your choice on crystals. Could be, crystal geodes, it could be crystal points, so whatever you wish, amethyst, citrine, you know, there's all different types of crystals, hematite. So now we're going to go into some of the rooms for people's requests. The deer room, so here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Request your healing. There's three light beings showing up as deer. Dragon room, that's a nice room. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we got the cat room, so this is the cat, the kittens, and we'll also go into the dog room. So one, two, three, four, five. We have the elephants listed, so here we go. Elephant room. And we have one for pine tree room, okay? So pine tree, or let's go to maybe the sequoias. And we'll go to the redwoods. So here we go, bringing the energy in, stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we can't forget the little fairies that buzz around and maybe the little lightning bugs. So one, two, three, four, five. And centrifuge room, stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room and floating magnets. This will be the last room. So one, two, three, four, five. We're coming back from the light ship now, and our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants are coming with us. And we're coming down. So one, two, three, four, five. We're here now. And turn it over to you, Ann.
Okay, wow. That was really lovely, Ron. Thank you. So thank you for... all the people that requested those rooms, and thank you for taking us up there, Ron. That was really terrific. So, actually, while we were on the light ship, someone wrote in requesting help and information about entities. And I always like to remember that we probably have new listeners since you just did that expo. So if you could, if you wouldn't mind, talking a little bit about entities and how to get rid of, why we don't want them, and how to get rid of them. And then I'll just read this person's message and ask his questions at, when you're through.
Okay, so entities are emotional bodies of people no longer living, and they could still be living. But normally it's, say, most of the time, 95% of the time we'll say it's people that passed on. And they're probably in your soul family, which means it would be your relatives, great-grandparents, et cetera. And also, so they come to you because they know you and they need to have energies, need to have their little, you know, energizer bunny charged up, which is them, and they need to have life force energy, and they come into your body and get charged up, and they're very happy because now they found a home, like the boll weevil, you know, and except they may not leave you. So all of a sudden you have mannerism traits of one of your relatives, and you don't know why you're doing it. You probably have seen young children, we'll just say 5 years of age, and they start singing songs that maybe when you grew up, and you go, wait a minute, how does this kid know a song maybe love Elvis Presley or something, you know, or the Supremes or whatever, and that's because an entity came into them who lived in that time frame, and they're coming more forward and, in a sense, taking over the body and singing songs that are kind of interesting. You go, wow, how do they know that song? Or maybe they're just humming the tune or something that the child doesn't know where it's coming from, but the entity sure does. So normally entities come into you because they need a home. They're lonely. Maybe if you walk in front of a bar, for instance, you can be picking up entities that are hanging out inside of there wanting you to come in and have a drink because they want to taste the alcohol. And, you know, once you have a lot of them and you're kind of polluted, they find somebody else because they need more life force energy because you're shutting down and entities are all swarming inside of you. They don't want to be in there. So that's what happens. So if you ever have a pull for doing something like that, walking in front of a building, there's probably entities wanting to go into that building with you. So entities can give you addictions, and they can do things to you that you would normally do. And remember, you live here in the physical, so you're held accountable for your actions. So if you did happen to go into one of those bars and, you know, you found yourself taking your clothes off, dancing on the top of the tables or something, then you're arrested and put in jail. And you say, I didn't do that. And they go, well, I got this picture of you here. Well, you that's saying that didn't do it. That's probably your spirit talking. You did not do that, but the entity did. But there's no justice around for entities. They just leave you and go somewhere else. So normally entities give you your addictions. And they can tell you if they're relative, some of the things that are very hurtful and harmful to you when you're with that person, and they may berate you all the time, and now you're feeling sick and awful because, you know, maybe you did something to somebody's pet by accident or whatever, and they blame you for it. Now you're getting all these memories of it, which again puts you on timeline. So that's really what happens with entities. They connect with you, live inside of you. And their emotional bodies, remember the emotional body is much stronger than your spirit. And they give you addiction, so you want to get rid of them. That's why we have a entity clearing that we do on Fridays. Every Friday is $20, basically maybe an hour and a half in length. We help you out with what you may have caught during the week. And, you know, you want to do a whole lifetime entity clearing. That's very, very, very important. That'll probably be one of the prerequisites that we have for the spirit of the box, is that you want to get rid of entities out of you. So you want to get those things out and be yourself. So go ahead, Ann.
Okay. So this person has several questions. First of all, they do have the entity clearing. They know they feel the entities just as you said, I can feel the entities moving around my lower legs and sometimes attacking a certain part of my body or attached to the head or back. So, and as soon as they run the entity healing and then they feel the entities come right back. Now, here's the question, one of the questions. They feel someone is sending these entities to them daily to monitor them.
Yeah, I started picking that up too, yeah. That's probably correct. So that would be the curse of sex with spell clearing, or maybe even the dark side practitioner, since you know the person's name doing this, if you know that. Let's see.
So there are people that actually have control over entities?
Yeah, that's what maybe a witch does or something. They can
I thought you were going to say, oh, no, that's something alien. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, that they can do this. They can muster up something from those, say, clouds in the sky, typically. I'll just talk about that. So what happens is, we'll just say 1,000 years ago, somebody happened to think of doing something, whatever it was, and they put this thought form out. And we'll just say that it kind of went up. Nobody talks about computer stuff being in the cloud, okay? So we'll just say the same thing. So we'll just say they put it in this cloud. And it's just their one thought. Then they tell their friends about it, and they go, gee, I'm going to do the same thing you're doing. We'll do this mantra together now that energy's up there. And all of a sudden, after 1,000 years, this cloud's gigantic. And it could be full of entities because people could be putting those entities in there. And it just takes somebody who's able to find out how to do the right particular ritual or chant to connect to the cloud. And now they control the cloud. And they can now zap anybody on the planet with that, according to their own intent. So entities could get stuck in that also, like what we talked about. Maybe they put them in there. You know, if somebody's doing really mean and awful things, they would probably want to conjure up maybe the devil energy, we'll just say, and put the devil energy in this cloud. And once you command it there and put it there, that particular energy very possibly is there. Be unleashed on other people. That's sort of how that works. That's why you don't really want to get involved with the different solstices during the year, especially Halloween, the Day of the Dead. Not just turn your lights out and not give out any candy, because this energy is going to be floating around your neighborhood if you're, you know, on street level, we'll say. So, you know, that's what I would do, is or just leave, you know, so that these entities that are maybe a person dresses up as a devil or a witch or something. Well, they're going to get all those witches and devils, whatever it would be, alongside of them. And you open your door and you see this little wonderful little girl, maybe 8 years of age, smiling at you with the witch, costume on. And maybe mimicking doing spells like you've probably seen on TV, a little wand, Tinkerbell wand or something, you know, zapping you, and they could zap you, and you could think, oh, that's just kids' play. Well, guess what? You're probably hooked up. So you may want to do timeline crashing just for the heck of it for each year that you were handing out candy to people, possibly. Or maybe you're younger, you know, maybe you're listening, maybe you're 25 years of age and you have, you know, maybe, say 20 years of going out trick-or-treating. You may want to do timeline crashing for each one of those years for that date and get that stuff off of you. And naturally, you may have parties where you dress up and stuff. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, so in a way, this person is kind of, I don't want to say lucky, but it's helpful. They know who's doing this to them, so they can do the dark practitioner mind control clearing and curses, hexes, and spells and actually put that person's name into it. I just want to say one more thing. They put at the end, I did not do the alien to light clearing for this person because I do not want this to come to me in person. Can you talk about that, Ron?
Well, the alien to light will just take the alien out of that person and reconfigure the body so it's a light body and then give them a spirit. That's what happens. The person probably would not come to you by doing that, although maybe they have a better chance this way. It's kind of your call on that. Those clearings are to help people. But maybe, you don't want to have the person resonate with you because you're feeling good and they want to feel good too. You may not want them knocking on your door. That's kind of your own personal call there. I put those clearings out for people who know that their spouse is an alien or, shapeshifter in the body, or maybe they just turn into a clone replica and you want to be with them because you've already been with them for maybe 20 years and now they're acting kind of strange, not knowing how to put toast in the toaster or something, or, doing some weird stuff, and you want them to be like what they used to be, so that's why those clearings are there. Those need to request from the co-host. So, Ann, we got a couple minutes to go here. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow, and it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, which would be 1 o'clock Eastern. And we break every hour for 10 minutes, basically, to stretch and just walk around. That's available on the website. And anything else you want to add? The calls for alien critters living inside of you.
And so right, and maybe, you sign up. Yeah. The information about the call is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, so you can still join us if you'd like on that call tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I just add about the entities, that is such, in my opinion, a necessary healing to have, and I have mine running 24/7.
That one should be ongoing for people because there's a lot of them here, and people die every day, and those entities are looking for a host, and including your past relatives. So if you are thinking about stuff like one of your past relatives, maybe they lived that life, and now you're watching movies about the same time frame. Or maybe you go back even further to maybe, the Middle Ages or something, and you wonder why you're watching these movies, and you see different things that seem to be kind of real to you in your mind, that you go, yeah, I remember drinking out of that pewter cup when I got sick or something. Just know that that entity could be with you wanting to relive its life in those movies. It's not your life, typically. Although it possibly could be buried very deeply in you. But the entity, because they died at that time frame, could be body hopping through everybody over, 1,000 years, and they still have the imprint of that lifetime 1,000 years ago. And now you wonder why you're watching movies for that time frame. Or maybe it's more current. Maybe you get pulled into going to a secondhand store and you like stuff maybe in the roaring 20s because you have an entity that lived that time. So anyway, looks like it's time for us to close the program here. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. And tomorrow we'll be releasing maybe chemical burns and stuff from the alien ships. Acid from you, alien dead body parts, etc., and whatever the fallout has been from the battles for the last probably 3 weeks here. So let's do the mind to heart drop to get you in peace, that you want to do every hour if you can. So you have to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to do that, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so thank you, ladies, behind the scenes. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
and we'll see you later, hopefully tomorrow. Blessings. Good night, everybody.